Hello, good morning, good evening, and good whatever time it is where you're listening from. You have just tuned in to the BPC, also known as the Broken Pieces Chronicles podcast, all about the BS, but there's no BS here. Just what once was broken spirits that are now whole spirits, picking up pieces and turning them to power each week. It's time to get ready, get set, and press play. So sit back, relax, and do whatever you do to unwind, because it's conversation time, people. Let's go and let's grow, because if you're going to go through it, you might as well grow through it. All right, people, welcome back to the BPC, the Broken Pieces Chronicles podcast, all about the BS. And we are at episode 2 of 2024. And last week, episode deal with the pacemaker, measure steps to success. And we're just telling you how to pace yourself. So if you did not catch last week's episode, please go back and listen to it. And also listen to the one previous to the year of the rewind. It was the setup. And today's title, A Piece of Me. Keys to the rewind. Now, I know last week we had measured steps and I talked about pacing, and the pacing is so, so important. And it's imperative that you get the pacing right, or you will not get this year right, or make sure it's different than your last several years. And I don't want to find myself regurgitating what I said last week, so I won't stay there. But a piece of me, keys to rewind. And the me stands for my everything. You have to be so sold out in this upcoming year that no matter what happens, you will not allow anything to get in your way. And that you're willing to put your everything into your purpose, your destiny, and things is going to change your life in the most definite life of others. Because whatever you're here to do, your everything needs to go into that. But we'll get into why I said a piece in my everything also shortly. But I want to define things. I want to define two things. And there's no reason to define mine. Mine's self-explanatory. It's something I'm giving of my own. It's mine. So when I say mine, mine is mine. But the first word I want to define is peace. Now, you've heard me talk about peace in other ways. You've heard me talk about like having peace about decisions and stuff like that. But I'm actually talking about a real piece of something, a piece of yourself. Peace defined is a part of a whole. That's it. A part of a whole. So I always talk to you guys. I said, when you're picking up this podcast, you're picking up pieces and picking up power. So the pieces that were broken of you are now back together, made whole. But then how many of you understand that we are always giving pieces of ourselves anytime we encourage somebody, speaking to their life, et cetera. But you're giving a piece of yourself that you can afford to lose, because you understand if I sew this piece into somebody else, somebody else gonna come along and sow a piece of themselves into me that can be greater than the piece I gave away. That's the simple laws of sowing and reaping. So peace, a piece of yourself. And with that being said, I said, me stands for my everything. What is everything? All that is important. It's that simple. I give you an example. You tell your child, you tell a loved one, you have a mentor, you mean everything to me. You're telling them that everything about you is important to me. And so when you give somebody a piece of yourself or my everything, you're saying, I'm going to give you a piece of what's important to me. Now, here it comes. Why is that such a key to the year to rewind? Many of us, I did say us, U.S., not United States, us. has spent the last several months, last several years, some of us a few decades, we've been giving what's important to us to the wrong people, the wrong places, the wrong things. So hence, that's how we end up being broken. We kept giving pieces of ourselves, a piece of my everything, a piece of what is important to me, and was sowing it in bad ground, and it never came back to us. Then next thing you know, we were broken. Now, we are in a position now to understand where we need to put our seed or our pieces at of ourselves that is so important. And you know not to waste it. Because remember, the year to rewind is about you getting a chance, your divine, your inner circle, your faith circle, what you believe in. For me, God has given me a chance to do some things differently, to do some career moves differently, to do some business move differently, to do some podcast moves differently. I'll talk about this in the conclusion. To do personal relationships differently. Sometimes with the same people, sometimes with different people in different circumstances, but similar environments. But now I have wisdom because of the pieces I picked up that I left in the wrong places that God restored and gave back to me, that your inner circle gave back to you. That's going to allow me to say, I cannot do it like that again, or I cannot give a piece of what's important to me, a piece of me, to the wrong situation, wrong person, people, place, or thing, and then expect a different result if I do it the same way. So in a year to rewind, I get to do it again, but I got to do it a different way, and then I get a different result. And then if I sow a piece of me, a piece of what's my everything and what's important to me into the right person, the right place, the right thing, it's going to come back to me somewhere else. It's going to go full circle. And nothing I would do would be wasted this year to rewind. And it'd be makeup season in a whole different way. And so in order to do that, I'm going to give you two key phrases. No, and no, not right now. If I had a dollar for everybody I've talked to about these phrases, just in, matter of fact, let's say $10, in the last year and a half, I honest to God would have six figures in my pocket. If every time I've talked to them about it, how many times I've told them those words, no or no, not right now. So many people, and it started with myself. I had to learn this for myself. To learn the power of either saying, no, I am not going to do it. I'm not going to give it, whatever that no means, or no, I can't right now. Because if I give it to you right now, even though I have it, I'm going to give it to you at the expense of breaking myself. And if I break myself, I'm no good to nobody else. But it was a time in which I would give a piece of me, a piece of my everything, a piece of what's important to me, just to try to fix somebody else because it made me feel good because I didn't realize a piece of me was broken. It was important. So I thought fixing others would fix me. I thought giving a piece of what was important to me to somebody else who appeared to need it more would fix me. When really, if they're broken and I'm broken and I'm expecting them to give back to me, where are they going to pour it from? Because they're in pieces as well. See what I'm saying? When it's year to rewind, we have to understand it's people, places, things, decisions, you name it, fill in the blank, that you're going to have to either say no to, and I recently did. I said no to an offer that came to me that seemed like it would have been career changing. But when I prayed about it, I was like, no, and told me to trust them. And I stayed put. There was an Ira. I just gave my name. Oh, my God. Oh, well, you know, cats out the bag. It was a miracles one that at one point would have said yes, because I would have took a snapshot of what that piece coming to me was from a company that looked like it was an everything piece. But in the big picture, it was not an everything piece, because God, who is my everything, said, this is not the piece I have for you. So I want you to stay where you at. so you can have peace. Let me say it again. I just said a whole mouthful. This is not the peace that I have for you. Stay where you at so you have peace. Meaning have peace about that surpasses all my natural understanding. Because my understanding said, take that peace this company is offering you because it can grow into a bigger peace. But then my spirit said, trust your faith, sir. Trust God that if he said no, and to stand still, know that he is God in your life and see his salvation, see him come through, I'm going to stand still and turn down that peace for a different type of peace, for a peace from my everything who he is and for you, whatever you believe in. Sometimes the things you turn down the natural is going to benefit you in the spiritual in a way you can't even imagine. Then what comes in the natural next is going to blow your mind because you trust it that if I'm going to give my everything to anything or anybody but me, miracles one, I'm going to give my everything to God because I know if I give him what's important to me, he's going to give me something back that's way more important because I put him first. So I challenge you. And if you believe in God, give it to him, whatever you believe in. You got to believe in some people. And I tell it all the time. If you don't believe in something, you'll fall for anything. But give your what's important to you. Give your everything to your faith circle and watch what comes back to you. That's guaranteed investment right there. But that's a whole other conversation. But at the end of the day, I said no to an opportunity. I've said no to, as long as I've been single, I've said no to relationships that look like on paper in that moment would have been a good fit for me and me being a single father. When I say relationship, people want to get close or whatever, not saying, oh, girlfriend, title, whatever you want to call it. But people want to go beyond a friendship. And God was like, no. Because I don't want to take a piece of something that, again, would mess up my peace, my P-A-C-E. When God might have a better peace that was coming that would fit in place. You go back to space makers and place takers and space makers episode. Go back to that one several episodes ago. I could have accepted a piece that would fit right now, but as I grew, that piece would not have grown with me and then would have messed up my peace. Another example saying no or no, not right now. You can say no, not right now to a relationship that was going like it was going great. And then something happened and a division took place. And you could have tried to stay there and make it work. Another person could try to make it work. And you was like, no, this is not right. This is not right. It didn't feel right. And it was a season where you and that person had to go on y'all separate way. Y'all might not never cross paths again. And then y'all might. But if you didn't say no, not right now, you wouldn't got the bigger piece that was coming later because you had work you need to do on yourself and the other person had work. It could have been somebody you met 8, 10, several years ago, and y'all were friends, y'all were cool. Y'all never dated, or y'all was thinking about dating. And then y'all, whatever the case might be, and you didn't entertain the thought, that person didn't, then y'all come back full circle, and y'all get ball back together at different pieces of yourselves, different versions of yourselves. You understand what I'm saying? So learn the power of no, and no, not right now. I use relationships, but you can use whatever you want to put in that category, because that's what power is. And that is the power you're going to get from your past in the year to rewind. And if you think about it, when you get to rewind something, you get to watch it over again. But you know how it was going to turn out if certain decisions are made. So as we close this segment, I want you to say to yourself, for the rest of the year, I'm going to use my power of no and no, not right now. That's it. That's your call to action. Because then I'm going to use the power of my past, or the power from my past to permeate and affect the purpose of my future. Let me say it again. I'm going to use the power from my past to permeate and affect the purpose of my future. All right? I'm your Opus Woman. We're going to take our first break. I'll see you back in 36 seconds. All right, people, we are back for segment two of the BPC, the Broken Pieces Chronicles podcast, all about the BS. And we are continuing A Piece of Me, Keys to the Rewind. I could say key, but it really is really about keys. And those two keys are simple. No, and no, not right now. Did you look back in your past and think about how many different things you said yes to that you wish you wouldn't say yes to? That if you had a do-over, you're like, I would not have said yes. Some of us, for the women, might be yes to the dress. For the man, might be yes to the ring. Whatever it might be. Maybe yes to that job, yes to that promotion. And like, man, if I'd even said no or no, not right now, you know how much different my life would be? But that's what this second segment is about. Power from the past. Because I believe without a shadow of a doubt, at least in my faith circle, we have a verse that comes out of Romans that says, all things work together for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. Didn't say some, it said all. And sometimes I tell people all the time, especially in our faith walk, you can apply this to life in general, no matter what you believe in. It holds true that it's hard to accept that even the bad decisions I've made are going to work out for my good. But again, if you believe in something so you don't fall off anything, and you believe that that's if, like me, like I told you, for me, if I believe what God says is true, he's going to make my bad stuff work out because he had already created my pathway out for me. And believing that gives me peace that no matter what happens, I get certain things, I will get a second chance, third chance, that's what grace is, to do over again. And now I can take the power from the past when I was in those similar situations and use those pieces as power because now I have wisdom and knowledge about something that I didn't have before because I've had the experience of it. Think about how crazy it is. Imagine, I always tell people, the rearview mirror is used for you to look into to see where how far you travel, what you just came from. You cannot drive your car looking only in the rearview mirror or you would have an accident because you'd be focused on what's behind you instead of what's in front of you. But you're supposed to glance up every once in a while. You glance in the side mirrors as well. Look at where I've come from. It's the same thing with the power from your past. Because now you can look back and say, when that new chance for promotion comes up, that new chance to change jobs, that new chance, you name it. And you can be like, you know what? When I said yes the last time, it was a similar situation. And I'm in the same environment. Now, if the situation is, if the environment is different and you got peace about it, that might be a yes. But if you're in the same situation, if something just doesn't feel right, and you're about to say yes to something, you don't have no peace, no P-E-A-C-E, don't give up your everything for that something that's going to mess up that thing that really was for you later. Say no. Say no, not right now. Use the wisdom from your past. Use the wisdom from that pain when you made the wrong decision, when you didn't want to sacrifice certain things because you was being selfish, or you didn't want to sacrifice certain things in a relationship because you was being selfish with that. You can plug and play whatever you was being selfish about and say, you know what? I'm going to say no, not right now this time. Or if I had a situation where I wanted something that somebody else in a relationship wanted me to do, and I was like, I'm not doing it because I said I would never do that again. And then you just cheated yourself because you thought what you was giving up was such a big thing when it was really small, because the true thing would have been your sacrifice saying, you know what? I'm willing to give up that because they acted to and they mean that much to me. And I'm going to give my everything and be selfless right now. I'm going to sacrifice something I wanted. I say I would never do. Power from the past. No, not right now. Everybody always come to you, ask for money, whatever that situation is. Get an example. You always say yes. You decide, you know what? I can't do it for you this time. I just don't have peace about it. Then next thing you know, that same person decides to start their own business because they say, you know what? I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired of always asking people to loan me this, loan me that. And my job is not enough. So I got to do something different. That you saying no, not right now, you changed a situation where you were about to enable them to a situation where you empowered them, because even though you didn't give him no money, you gave him a piece of your mind. I'm sorry, keep it real. And it wasn't even a nasty way. You're like, no, I can't do it no more, because I keep circling back and doing the same thing for you, and you're not learning from it. So no, not right now. And no, not now, whatever. You understand? You see how this works? You actually think by saying no and no, not right now, that you're not giving up something, but you are giving him something. You're choosing you. I'm not giving up me to break me because of you. And I don't have peace about it. So I don't have peace about it. And I've been through the situation in the past. Should I give up a piece of me right now? A piece of what's important to me? You shouldn't. Because that's the power from the past. It's that simple. Use the rewind that you're being given this year. Look back when a situation pops up that feels familiar, feels the same. And think about before you said, if I had a chance to do this different, what would I do? And now you got a chance to do it different. Do it. Do it different this time. You get that phone call from somebody you haven't talked to in a while, and you're like, dang, if I had a chance to love that person again, I had a chance to be there for my brother, I had a chance to be there for my sister, I had a chance to put me aside. Do it differently. Do it differently. It's really that simple. I can't even prolong this segment, because that's what Power from the Past is about. Have an opportunity to do it differently. And choose who, what, where you give your everything and what's important to you too. Choose who you say yes, who you say no, and no, not right now too. And be life changing. That's it. So right now, your call to action is simple before we go into our last break. I'm going to take my power back, and I'm going to bring my power from the past into the present, so it can permeate my present and affect my future purpose. All right? I'm Miracles. We're going to take another 36-second break, and we'll be back for the conclusion. All right, we are in the conclusion. We are here. This last segment of episode two of 2024. A piece of me, keys to the rewind. Last two segments, I tell you what the keys were and how to use them. And it's really that simple. That both the same word, no, and what you put on the app on the end of it is going to change your trajectory in so many different ways this year. Because that's how simple the rewind is. You think about it. Most of the things you rewind back to in your lifestyle, I wish I could have did that over. I give you an example. I hear it all the time in court where criminals say, I wish I wouldn't have not said yes to going out with those friends, saying yes to be a part of this robbery, saying yes to be to sell that one last drug there when I said I was going to stop. I wish I'd have said no. And when you keep it real with yourself, every pivotal moment, a most in your life was a yes or no decision. And you'll get a chance to have some do-over. And if you're, as a matter of fact, I would tell you, if you're listening to this and you have a loved one that's in jail or anything like that, share this episode with them. Because I believe this is a year where, in the year of rewind, that God's going to give some people a second chance who was told their whole life was done, where they'll be in prison for the rest of their life, and they're going to find out it was a kink in the case. You don't get a chance to do life over it. So share this episode with them. It'll encourage them. I think understanding in the year to rewind that you're going to get a chance to have a do-over, a chance to choose who you give what's important to you too. Some of these, if you got parents or kids who haven't seen their parents in a while because of the parents when they were younger for whatever reason, or parents who haven't seen their kids in a while because of the same reason, you get a chance to say yes again instead of running. So, you know, this is going to be important in the year to rewind the piece of you. And I guess this would be a perfect segue for me to announce what's coming. For me, you know, you always see me talk with my girls. My oldest, she's grown, but eventually she'll probably step in and do an episode or two. But I'm going to unofficially announce coming at the end of the month. And I've talked about it from a Father's Day standpoint, but back 6-7 months ago, and then God didn't let me do it. But now it's time, and I'm going to share a piece of me, my everything, which is my baby girl. So the podcast is about to shift. I will be doing the Broken Pieces Chronicles one more time next week, where it's going to be consecutive weeks. But then starting at the end of January, I'm going to launch T&I stands for Talia and I, Chronicles of a Single Dad. And it was on my heart, and I'm still going to do Broken Pieces Chronicles. It's just going to be every other week. And then T&I are going to be in the off weeks when she's here. But I have my daughter about 70% of the time, and sometimes more depending on the situation. And what I'm learning is in raising a single daughter and filling a role sometimes that can't be filled by the other parent due to whatever might be going on, it's challenging. And I realize there's nothing out there where single dads talk about the challenges of raising a child. It's one thing, and it's not knocking. Look, hats off to all the single moms, because look, after doing what I've been doing for the last 4 years, I already have respect for you all, but I got a whole newfound respect for y'all, especially if you're raising the opposite sex, because it's different with those dynamics. It's a little bit easier when it's the same sex. When it's opposite sex, it's something totally different. So myself and my baby girl, we're going to get on here. We're just going to talk. We're going to let y'all in our world and talk about the challenges and be a place where it's some transparency and single parents, single dads, single moms can come listen and understand, you know, what it might talk to you guys as well. Just because it's a male and his daughter, it does not mean the same issues don't happen when it's a mom and her son or any type of single parent. So we're going to launch it. It's going to be T&I Chronicles of a Single Dad. It's going to be just fall up in the BPC window, but it's going to be fun. So looking forward to it. But anyway, with that being said, we're at the end of another episode. I'm excited for what's coming. I'm excited for the pivot that's about to happen with the podcast. I'm excited to put some out there that hadn't really been out there that I know of. And we're going to have some fun. So, as we always say, I hope you enjoy a piece of me, Keys to the Rewind. And you're empowered by it. And like I always say, when you're picking up this episode, when you pick up this podcast, you're not just picking up a podcast, you're picking up pieces and picking up power. What else? You're going to go through it. You might as well grow through it. I'm Miracles One, and I'm out until next week.